it's the queerest Congress ever. It doesn't feel like it. For many Americans, it's all too easy to assume that the fight for LGBTQ rights has been won. After all, same-sex couples have enjoyed the same right to marriage as their straight neighbors since 2015. The Supreme Court ruled last year that a person's sexuality alone is not a justifiable reason for them to lose their job. Support for same-sex relationships is at a record high, while major corporations for the past month have been bathing consumers in rainbow-hued marketing and affirmations amid pride celebrations. In Washington, D.C., more LGBTQ lawmakers than ever before are in power at the Capitol, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is the first openly gay member of a presidential cabinet. But Americans would be better served by benching gestures of performative allyship and recognizing just how many ways this country still discriminates, in perfectly legal ways, against the LGBTQ community. From financial contracts to mental health services, housing to parenthood, institutions find ways, large and small, to stack the deck against LGBTQ people. In just one example, a 2018 study found that LGBTQ students left college with about $16,000 more student debt than their straight classmates, owing to factors like decreased family support, their requiring more time to finish a degree, and external costs like counseling. At the federal level, some steps are being considered to provide LGBTQ people with more support. The Equality Act, the most sweeping rewrite of civil rights laws since the 1960s, would offer protections for fair access to housing, education, and even jury service without regard to sexuality or gender. But the legislation is stuck in the Senate.